We interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
Testicular Tuesday.
Oh, I like that.
Happy.
I'll call it that.
Triple Testicular Tuesday to those of you who celebrate. 1, 2, 3. Look at me.
1, 2, 3. Look at my testy.
Yes. How do we do?
I don't know.
I don't know about you, bud, but I don't know about you.
I don't.
Good sleeping weather last night, man. Although I didn't sleep very well. I don't know
Same.
Why.
Same.
I was up like all night long. I just couldn't settle into a sleep, man.
No, it was another one of those every hour. How much time do I have?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
How much time do I have? Oh, sweet. And then after a while, it's, oh, no. Oh, man.
Yeah, now I'm counting down. Oh, I got to get up. It sucks.
I hate that because you start off thinking you're gonna have a good sleep.
Yeah, I was like, it was 9:30.
I went to bed early-ish.
Said goodnight to the family. I was like, ooh, the windows are going to be open.
No.
In the 50s. I know, all night. Up all night. And I wish I could teach my dog time. I wish I could teach my dog. I get up at 4:15, bud. I can let you out to pee at 4:15.
Yeah.
Not 3:55 when I hear he jumps off of someone's bed and then he's walking down the hall and I'm like,
Yep.
Bud. You couldn't give me 25 more minutes.
That's one of my favorite things about Elsa.
She won't get up?
She's an iron bladder, and she's very well, she knows, like, hey, just little while longer.
Yeah.
A few more minutes.
Thank you.
A few more minutes. And she's
Thank
good.
You.
She'll lay right down next to you for a while, and mm-hmm. then eventually she'll start smacking you, being like, all right.
Yep.
Sleepy Stacy.
So good morning, everybody. Hopefully you got some good sleep. Rain coming through today. I don't know about what time. Early afternoon, it looks like.
Oh, really? Okay.
Maybe a couple showers pop off around lunchtime, and then 4 or 5 or 6 o'clock tonight. So you might get through the day.
Dinner time-ish. Dinner-time-ish.
Some possible thunderstorms, and then nice weather the rest of the week. 70 tomorrow. Nice weather. Nice looking weather.
Nice, comfortable.
Nice looking weather.
Awesome.
We are here live, of course, twitch.tv/theshow or theshow.fm. Yeah, if you die during the shift, I can't pay you for the full shift.
Got
to
dock you from when you came in to when you died.
Yeah, so you were only here for a few minutes before you died. So,
full day's pay?
Technically.
For like 10 minutes?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Ooh.
I got to go to HR. You are HR, but now that you're dead, so I don't
know
who
to
go to.
Now there is no HR, so there's nobody to rule, so it just goes off of what I think, and I think that you... not full day pay.
I don't think it's going to work.
No.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Tuesday. Tuesday means we'll get into your high strangeness. Puts a lot of pressure on me that you guys like high strangeness so much. It's one thing that's brought up to me all the time.
It's fun.
Even at Hidden Gardens, like I love that high strangeness segment.
Yeah.
I go, stop liking it so much because I think I'm going to run out of stuff eventually.
Yeah.
There's only so many stories.
Yeah, but I mean.
Only so many things, but you know.
Can shift to bear attacks.
Okay, sure, I can do that. Yep, I can do that, absolutely. So no, we'll do that next hour. We'll do your five-finger folder punch.
Oh, the
five-folder death shuffle.
Mm-hmm. The death shuffle.
Went and saw The Odyssey yesterday, bud.
I
really enjoyed it.
I was going to say,
it's
you
a commitment.
Really liked it.
It's a commitment.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to wait till it's streaming and I can do my one-hour chunks like I like to do.
You couldn't do a three-hour movie?
I don't know if I have it in me anymore, man, to sit that long anymore.
It's like 3.5 hours because the Marcus guy has to do his whole skit before.
He's got to talk to you, play 8 different commercials.
The Marcus Theaters guy, if you don't know what I'm talking about, if you go to Movie Tavern, or now he's renamed it Marcus Theaters.
He's like, screw it.
He was the dorkiest kid ever. But he somehow, and he loved movies and acting.
Yep.
And he just became very successful in owning movies, or maybe his family. I don't know what his story is.
Yeah.
But now, before the movie starts, he puts himself in a little skit with actors like William H. Macy's been in one. The one yesterday, all of the Super Troopers 3 cast was in it.
Or a couple skits, if he can't get a celebrity.
Or a couple skits.
Oh, excuse me. Geez.
And he'll do this thing where, like, clearly he's like, well, if you want to be in my theaters, you got to do a skit with me.
Yeah.
And he's the worst actor.
He's so silly.
And it's so uncomfortable, and I never understand it. And they just keep getting longer, so you've sat through 30 minutes of trailers.
Oh, But before we do that... But wait.
And you know that he planned that. He's like, hey, Mr. Marcus, should we run your little skit before the trailers? No. I want to make sure it's the last thing people have to see right before the movie.
And then
my little skit.
And then a 30-second clip on how we are now a sports bar as well.
Sure, that as well, yep.
Got to make sure we tell the people that the movie theater is a sports bar.
So we're 30 minutes into trailers, and I'm like, all right, now we can start this three-hour movie.
Yeah.
No, Mr. Marcus got to come out with the Super Troopers cast, and they all got to do jokes at each other, but he's not a good actor, so he's awkwardly looking off the camera and like trying to read whatever. It's so cringe.
It's like a terrible SNL sketch.
So cringe. He's the cringiest. Just be a millionaire. Why can't millionaires just be millionaires and go away? Why do you got to be on my movie screen?
Because some just need that, like, look at me, look at me, look at me. Oh, look at you, look at you, look at you.
It's the most annoying part about going to movie theater. But I digress. Enough about that guy. So then, movie starts, and I was locked in, bro. I doubted myself having the ability to watch a three-hour movie, too.
Yeah.
I settled in. It never got boring. I never lost interest. They were even talking in kind of like a little like Greek poetic thing, and my brain locked into it. And I was like, oh, I know a secret language. I felt like I was getting it. You know what I'm saying?
He knows a secret
language. I was like, oh, I know a little bit of secret language here. Ooh. And I really enjoyed it.
Good.
I did not enjoy the Odyssey in school.
No, the book.
Having a book and read. And there was like a version we watched at some point, I remember in the 90s, remember that? They've made the Odyssey a bunch of times.
Yeah. Now, I heard the book in this movie are close.
Okay, I ain't reading the book. I ain't come here to read, bud, okay?
I ain't gonna come all this way to watch the movie and then read the book.
But it was a great movie. I expected to win all of the awards.
Really?
Matt Damon doesn't show off too much emotion. Like, he's pretty even keel the whole way.
Yeah.
But, like, Annie Hathaway's, she's great in it.
The Annie Hathaway's?
Who's the other ones in it? Elliot Page, he's good in it.
Everybody. Andrew Garfield.
Andrew Garfield. Is there a Tom Holland? Zendaya's in it.
Or is it? I always say the wrong name.
No, Zendaya's a one.
No, Tom Holland, not Andrew
Garfield. Tom Holland? Hold on.
I get the two Spider-Mans mixed up. I do it every time.
Because I'm watching the movie going, who is that one?
I get the Spider-Man from like 15 years ago, I call the one now.
Yeah, Tom Holland.
It's not Andrew Garfield.
Travis Scott was in it? Where was Travis Scott?
I don't know.
Who played Travis Scott? Who? Charlize Theron is in it.
Yep, that I knew.
Robert Pattinson's in it.
Yep, the Batman.
Yeah, there's a lot of names in this movie.
They went all out. They spent...
Wait, was Travis Scott the guy in the dining hall doing the stick thing? Maybe that's who he was.
In you know, proper terms, an ass ton of money on the cast.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they're going to make it back. All right, Hayabusa says he is that guy. All right, I didn't recognize him. There's a guy, all the suitors are trying to get Odysseus' wife. They want to bang Odysseus' wife. So they're all just locked. They're just in her palace, eating her food, causing a scene. And before the dinners, there's a guy with a staff, like, making a speech. I guess that was Travis Scott. I had no idea. I don't know. I couldn't pick Travis Scott out of the lineup. I don't know his music.
Yeah.
But I loved it. It was a fantastic movie if you're looking to spend some time. I did not love coming out of it to 7 missed phone calls.
Ugh. That's lame.
Bunch of calls from work. Call from my stepfather, because God forbid we spend the $75 to have them haul away the old washing machine.
Oh, God.
Josh!
Here's what we're going to do.
First of all, he was like, what are you doing tonight? I go, I'm not moving a washer and dryer. It's not what I'm doing tonight.
Nope.
All right, well, can you do it tomorrow? I'm not answering that man's phone calls anymore. Not answering that man's phone calls anymore. Now I got to go move a washer and dryer after work.
Could have just already
$75. They'll haul it away for you when they drop off the new ones.
Just put it out front and write free.
That means I still got to carry it out there.
Oh. Yeah.
So I don't know what he's going to do with it.
He wants to put it on the back of a truck.
No, it's going to sit in the garage forever. This is what's going to happen.
Oh, he's going to put it in the garage.
We're going to carry it out of the laundry room. It's going to sit in the garage forever. Instead of giving the company, whoever's dropping off, here's $75. Haul those away for me.
Now
you never do
forever.
The simple thing in my parents' house.
Now it's gone forever.
Never the easy thing. Jimothy continues to own the internet, Coco.
That poor raccoon, man.
Deformed raccoon.
He's just running around, living his best life.
Yep. Like we talked about yesterday, Jimothy the raccoon is a raccoon in the Seattle area. Very recognizable. He's becoming everyone's spirit animal just because he's got some kind of spine syndrome or he looks... Guy, he's just short and stocky.
Hey, yeah, he looks...
Stubby little guy.
Hey, let me, if you will, the King of the Hill father, Cotton, how he has his shins blown off.
Yeah, that's
just
right.
Just imagine...
That's right.
This raccoon had his, like, torso spine blown
off. Yeah, it's been about a week. Husky and Big Bone, Donkey is right. Jimothy has accumulated millions of views. People are now getting tattoos of Jimothy. Cartoons, there's murals being made. Somebody made an appearance at a Seattle Mariners game. Like, it looks like, I can only see a little bit of the video. They made their own Jimothy, it looks like.
Oh, that's got to be creepy looking, though, because it's, again.
It's like
a spine issue.
It's a guy with a raccoon mask and a t-shirt kind of hunched over, and I think his shirt says Jimothy.
Oh.
All right, I like that. We're just picking on some deformities, I guess.
It's just, I've never seen it in a raccoon. I've seen that in dogs.
Oh, really? The spinal thing?
Yeah, I've seen that in dogs, but never in a raccoon out in the wild just having that life.
If you never saw it, this is only the audio. This is the original video of Jimothy running by.
What am I looking at?
You have the strangest body, buddy. Holy cow.
Hey, that's not the first time I heard a lady say that.
Hey,
you got the strangest body, buddy. We celebrate Jimothy.
That's so funny.
And it
funny.
Doesn't help that his arms are even a little longer, too. Like, his body is stocky, but his arms are long.
It almost looks like when you, as a human, like, bend over and pretend to, like, run like a gallop like a pony for a second.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right. Hey, do the pony move. Okay, I'm Jimothy. It's the Glizzy God. Good morning. You are listening to Telling Chat during the song there that I had a little late night hot dog snack. Little hot dogs.
You want heavy on the dogs.
Yeah. Boiled up four dogs. Was only going to have two, but then I wasn't going to leave those two stragglers behind.
I mean, they're there.
Put down four dogs and a glass of whiskey at 8 o'clock at night. Come on now.
Eventually, we've made it through almost the first hour.
Uh-huh.
Luckily.
No, so. I ain't gonna put that. I'll walk those toots in the other room. I'm not gonna put that to you.
I don't think you can control it.
I don't know what's gonna happen to me. We'll see.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm. It's your boy.
And again, you are one of the very few that just boil their dogs.
I love a boiled dog.
Especially in the summer.
I love a boiled dog. I don't know why y'all are crisping them on the outside. Who wants that? Or like my mother. I like my wieners black.
I am black.
She thinks it's so funny. No, I don't like the crust on the outside of a dog. I like a
nice
cafeteria-style dog.
Yep, nice and mushy. With no... if you're not watching Twitch, no condiments.
Yeah, she says that pissed him off that I had no condiments.
Not a catsup, not a mustard, not a relish.
The Lord made the hot dog perfect already. Why would I need to mess with that?
The seasoning and condiment is water.
Why would I need to mess with all the natural flavors inside the dog?
They got all their juices. They get the juices cooked into them for a reason.
See, jealousy's on my side. Plain dog for the win, man. At the Mets game on Saturday, I got a dog and I brought my wife back a dog. And I'm just sitting there eating my plain dog. And she just walked away. I go, where'd mom go? She wanted to go put condiments on her hot dog.
Yeah.
She did. She got mustard and relish, put it on there.
Yeah, because I don't even like hot dogs, but I know you got to put stuff on them.
Yeah, no, by the time she got back, Glizzy was gone, baby. Glizzy was gone.
And I'm the only one that's farted today.
Yeah, you got to get the illness out of you over there.
Got that demon in me.
Floating adds a slice of cheese to his dogs. Very nice. Very nice. Sometimes I'll wrap it in a, I'll wrap it in just a white bread if I don't got the buns. I like a white bread dog.
I do remember back when I was a kid that I did eat the cheesy dogs.
You did?
The ones with the cheese that were in the middle when we were growing up.
Yeah, I remember those. Those are kind of even a little gross for me.
And then something just happened. I don't know what.
You grew up.
Switched, but.
You grew up and realized you don't need to eat these. Well, you're not in prison.
No hot dogs at all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't like the cheesy dogs. I like a straight up. I'm a Hoffman boy followed by a Nathan's. Nice. Although I feel like there's a whole lot. I feel like I should just do like a hot dog. What am I saying? What's the charcuterie board?
Oh, make a
I
couple.
I want to try all these. There's so many brands of dogs around the world. Zweigels.
Oh, you
want
to get? Oh, okay.
I want to try
dogs.
All the dogs.
Okay.
Yeah.
That could actually be.
I like
done.
A ballpark dog. I sure do.
Yeah, that's definitely doable.
It's hard to live up to a Hoffman though. You travel around and. Hoffman dog is always top, man.
That's everybody's favorite.
Sabrettes.
Yep. See, there's another.
Diner tour replaced best hot dog. Hot dog tour. Show's
biggest
hot dog tour coming
wiener.
Up. Hey. It's a lot of pressure on me that you guys like this stupid segment so much.
You love it.
It's gonna be hard to top last week. Johnny grabbed me by the ass. That was just great audio last week. I'll never be able to top that one.
That was just good.
Grab me by my ass. High strangeness, the unexplained, all the cryptids, the ghosts, the UFOs, all of that.
And I said, I'll save you.
Well, and kind of in honor of Jimothy the raccoon, I wanted to find like another like woodsy cryptid to talk about because.
Okay.
When we first saw Jimothy, it made it to on all of my cryptid subreddits where they're like, is this a new cryptid? No, it's a raccoon with a weird spine thing.
What is this alien? It'd be funnier if he was walking on 2 feet or 2 legs.
Sure it does. At some point, it gets up on its hind legs. You lose your mind.
Weird, that hunk of cheese from that commercial. Wait a hunk of cheese.
Today, we talk about the Michigan Dogman.
Oh.
The Michigan Dogman is a cryptid that obviously roams Michigan.
Okay.
But it's got kind of a fun radio tie-in story. It's described as a 7-foot-tall bipedal creature with the torso of a man, head like a wolf, with blue eyes and a human-like scream.
Okay.
So years ago, like in the 80s, this morning radio show comes up with a parody song about the Dogman.
Oh.
Because it was kind of like a legend within Michigan, right?
Like, someday people will have songs about the Pennellville Pine Monster.
The Pennellville Pine Monster. Yeah. Many times people will sing songs about that. So they made up a song about the Michigan Dogman. I'm going to play that for you, just a little quick clip of it here.
Okay.
They play it on the radio, and people who listen to that show are like, well, wait, you guys know about the real Dogman, right? And they'd only heard the legends. What this song did is it sparked a bunch of people calling in and sharing their Michigan Dogman stories. So here is their parody that they released. Hold on a second. I'm starting the wrong clip. Here you go. It's called The Legend of Dogman.
Oh, did you hear that? It's pretty messed up that you put those
Cook. Steve Cook wrote, and it was the 80s, so it's going to sound very 80s.
Officer and I went out there to take a look at it. And I just tried to chew in around the doors. And you could see a dog print, you know, alongside the window there. And
this part's real, though.
So it was, you know, obviously a dog.
So they make this for their radio show just because it's silly. And it sparks all these phone calls and stories.
Like, you don't know what you're messing with. I like this keyboard.
And you also, all of you in chat seem to know the same books that my kid had. The Dogman books where the kid had his dog's head was on a cop's body.
Okay.
At a nameless logging camp in Wexford County. Where
it's
the
like Animorphs.
River ran. 11 lumberjacks near the Garland Swamp found an animal they thought was a dog. In a playful mood, they chased it around till it ran inside a hollow log. A logger named Johnson grabbed him a stick and poked around inside. Then the thing let out an unearthly scream and came out and stood upright.
What is this?
It's just a bad radio song, but...
I am a fan. I think we need to start spinning it.
As someone who is dorky about radio, I love radio, and I just love the idea of them playing this on their radio station.
Because, you know, after, like, all right, okay, so here's what we're going to do. Let's come up with some lyrics for it.
And you guys know that my dream is to someday be in a shack in the woods doing, like, a midnight to 5 a.m., coast-to-coast type show where I'm doing this. So, all right, they play that song back in the 80s, 87, then they re-release it in 97.
Oh, my God.
Because...
this is not old.
In Michigan itself, like, you know how around... Bob Rivers isn't from Central New York, but you know how Ted and Amy growing up always played the 12 Pains of Christmas?
Yes.
And it became a local love around that season?
Yeah.
In Michigan, around Halloween, they love to hear the Legend of Dogman song. So what is the Legend of Dogman? What was one of the first sightings? Well, in the song they talk about the lumberjacks that saw the Dogman.
They're playing with it until it ran into a hollow log.
I'm going to jump this into Twitch because this is, let me give you the YouTube channel. Bedtime Stories on YouTube did a good retelling of some of these stories, and they show a couple photos of the alleged Dogman. If you want to jump in Twitch and YouTube right now, I will show you the story of Dogman. This is the end of the radio segment here.
Which was supported by photographic evidence and are more difficult to dismiss.
All right, now we get in to one of the sightings.
One such sighting occurred in 1961 when a night watchman working at a manufacturing plant in Big Rapids, Michigan, was about to start his rounds of the premises. As a perk, the guard resided in a house situated directly opposite the company he worked for. This manufacturing plant was located alongside a large area of dense brushland, known to the locals as the Haymarsh. The encounter was related by his son many years after it took place, who remembered his father warning him many times not to play outside after dark. He recalled how he'd acted skittish and claimed to have heard coyotes, bears, and other strange animals in the brush whilst walking the perimeter fence late at night. As the story goes, the watchman was keeping an eye on the plant from his front porch, maintaining his alertness by sipping a cup of coffee and consuming a sweet roll. It was around 3 a.m., and the shift had been uneventful, but all that would change in a matter of minutes. There was a sudden movement along the chain-link fence located at the rear of the property, and being so early in the morning, the guard suspected that mischief was afoot.
Mischief.
He drew his gun and continued to watch the fence line for a few minutes, until he realized that what he was looking at was in fact not human at all.
Oh. So he's going to show a clip here coming up, just a still photograph, it's not yet. And I see Happy in YouTube says the Beast of Bray Road, that's its other name too. The Michigan Dogman is also known as the Beast of Bray Road, one of the sightings.
From or
is near Bray Road, yeah.
Oh, right, mate.
A fur-covered creature had emerged from the darkness that was far too tall to be a normal man.
This is an animation. You'll see the photo in a second.
It possessed broad and powerful shoulders and alternated between walking on two legs and all fours.
Thank you, Tag and Twitch.
It moved silently along the fencing. It appeared to have a canine look about it. In disbelief, the watchman, an avid photographer, ran inside and grabbed his Kodak Signet 35mm camera. When he returned to the porch, the creature was still prowling along the factory's driveway, directly underneath a lamppost. He adjusted the camera for a long exposure as it was still dark, and then steadied his hands to take the picture. The photograph that he subsequently took shows a hunched figure standing upright on two legs, which is extremely broad and powerfully built. It appears to be at least 7 feet tall, and is covered in a thick fur coat from head to toe, seeming to have an elongated canine snout. Immediately after the photograph was taken,
right, here comes the
photo. Slowly headed back into the hay marsh.
That's it.
This time moving on all fours.
So let me describe what I'm looking at here.
Interesting.
Twitch.tv/theshow or theshow.fm. Also on YouTube, type in the show K-Rock and you'll see it. It's exactly as described. 7 foot tall. It's by a lamppost.
It is pretty big.
So you
half
can tell
of it
its
almost.
Height. You can see kind of its body. It's a little furry. It's got this big old head. And then it wanders off on all fours back into the woods.
Usually
Beast of Bray Road, the dog man, the Michigan dog man.
Usually with these things, it's like, oh, I didn't have my camera. Or it's like, oh, it turned off. Mm-hmm. At least this guy ran inside and got something.
Yeah, but the guy actually got a photo of it. And there's a couple other photos. This was my favorite photo from what I was researching last night. Is this one. What up, Mark? And there was a bunch of other ones, but they're not as... Not that this one's clear by any means. It was the 60s, but...
But for, you know, compared to what they usually give you.
It's the story of the Michigan Dog Man. By the way, shout out MonsterCreek.com. I met these guys at a horror con last year, the Vernon Downs Horror Con.
Okay.
They're a local company that does all this cool cryptid merch.
Oh.
If you're like... he just texted to say Dogman swag is available at MonsterCreek.com.
That's pretty funny.
They do... Like, I met them at the Verona Horror, which we're going to talk to next week. I met them out there. They're a local company out of Edmonston, just making all these cool, like,
neat.
Cryptid shirts, patches, hats. Support local, guys. These guys are doing really cool stuff. MonsterCreek.com. They got a lot of cool stuff.
Put it into chat.
So there's your high strangeness.
That's a neat
for a
picture.
Tuesday. The Beast of Bray Road, the Michigan Dog Man.
Shout for that dog man.
And I bet that dog.
No.
I got that dog in me. He got that dog in him.
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Electricity is more than a source of energy. At its best, electricity is a rush, a thrill, a feeling. From hybrids to plug-in hybrids to the all-electric Lexus RZ, this is our take on electric. One that puts what you need, what makes you feel confident, inspired, excited, above all else. After all, if it doesn't spark something in you, is it really electric? See Burdick Lexus in Cicero.
Well, we do got the ghost box on, and that song was called Ghost, so good morning, everybody. Happy Tuesday.
Stuff.
It is 7:30, and that means it is time to play America's favorite mid-market nonsense ticket giveaway game show, 5 Folder Death Punch.
The Death Shuffle.
I will take caller 5 right now, 424-ROCK, 315-424-7625. The game is simple.
I'm going to kill the app.
Kill the ghost app for a second here as I take my calls.
We're busy.
Caller 1, caller 2. You will pick a folder.
Uno, dos.
Caller 3, caller 4 almost. My next caller.
The winner is you.
K-Rock, who is this?
Anna.
Anna?
Yes.
Anna, you are my contestant today. The game is very simple, Anna. All you need to do is pick a number between 1 and 5, and if Cody can stay conscious long enough to tell you your prize.
All right.
Anna, whenever you're ready, tell me 1 through 5.
3.
She's going number 3.
Yes,
she will try the middle. Yep.
Okay.
There's tickets, there's autographed guitars, there's 4 passes.
This one is the seats, 2-pack.
2-pack of seats, Anna, congratulations.
Thanks.
Hang
Thank
on the
you.
Line, you're very welcome. I will get your information.
Yo, seat 1 and 2.
Really? In what row?
N.
Congratulations, Anna. I will get your information here
on the
line.
That's cool.
We will play again tomorrow morning at 7:30, America's favorite game show. 5 folder death pick 2.
The Death Shuffle.
Congratulations, Anna, our winner for this morning's 5 folder death punch. Yeah,
I might have sent you out into the hall. She came in here. She's in Twitch.
Good. Well, Anna, thank you for playing. Congratulations. We'll play again tomorrow. And I'm going to go through all the folders tomorrow because I want to give you guys a couple days to pick up the tickets since the show is this weekend.
Okay, so tomorrow's really big show.
The really big finale.
I'm taking
callers and you can pick remaining folders until they're all given out. That autographed guitar, still in there. Those pit passes, still in there.
Yeah, I didn't look to see, so I don't even know.
Tomorrow's a good day to play, so be listening around 7:30 tomorrow morning. Today's show brought to you by my mini baby mom and surprise doll.
It's too many words.
My mini baby mom and surprise doll. Hottest new toy.
My mini baby mom and surprise doll.
Yeah, so I'm gonna describe what this toy does, and you're in luck because I found video footage of this real doll.
Do you not want to know?
I want you to envision kind of like a knockoff Barbie doll, but the knockoff Barbie doll's got a pregnant belly, okay? Because it's pregnant.
Okay.
It's going to have a baby. It's going to have a baby.
And head popped off.
Now, I don't see a ring on her finger, so I'm just saying maybe
it's a bastard.
This is what these libs want.
A bastard.
A bastard baby. It's a new toy. Now, the box just says my mini baby, but the ad for it says my mini baby mom and surprise doll. It is a pregnant
surprise, I bet.
Barbie-style doll with a stomach that contains...
Do you...
What?
Do you, like, pop it open?
And yep.
The little, like, fetus that they give out at the fair sometimes?
No, better than that. It's inside of an amniotic sac. So your baby, Cody, let me give you a little biology here.
So they put it in like a little Ziploc bag?
No. I'm going to show you. It's kind of like a squishy, almost like a Nido. And then you're going to open it and get the grease all over your hands.
Oh. It's butter. Babies are slippery.
Kelly, I'm bringing that word back. Trollop. What a trollop this woman is.
What a trollop out there just getting
unmarried
babied up.
Mother. So here's how it works. She's got a pregnant belly.
Okay.
Now, the baby's not going to be born vaginally. It's going to be born by C-section. That's where you come in.
Me.
Okay? You or whoever owns my mini baby doll.
Okay.
Exactly, Jeff. Bop it, twist it, pull it, birth it.
Boom.
So, you open the belly, and then you'll see a ball of sac with a little plastic baby inside the sac.
How did that get there... To start,
they put it together in the factory.
Where did it come from? Where do babies come from?
Oh, boy, we'll talk about that after the show, bud. But when a baby is in a lady's belly, it's in a big old ball of sack. That's all the fluids it needs.
Makes it easier to poop it out.
Sure, yep, that's what it is.
Yeah.
And when your water bursts, quote unquote, well, what'd I see? You can throw the placenta at the wall, see if it creeps out. When Barbie and Ken love each other very much, yeah, you can. It's one of those wall crawlers. You whip it, or like we would do, we'd throw it at the ceiling and wait for it to drop back down, but then it would leave a stain on the ceiling.
Yep. Again, I think there's still a stain in my mom's ceiling in the living room from when I did that when I was like 14.
In reality, when a woman's water breaks, quote unquote, it's the amniotic sac opening.
And the fluids,
and then it's baby time, baby.
And if you catch that and drink it, you get her powers.
I feel like the public school system has failed you so much. We'll go through it after. I have some charts I'll show you after this.
You freeze and eat like a popsicle.
So some people will take the placenta.
I know that.
Ed Kowalczyk sings extensively about the placenta.
Even if it falls on the floor.
Even if it falls on the floor, he's picking it right back up.
That part I knew.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
So I can show you the actual toy in action if you want to jump in Twitch and YouTube right
nothing,
now.
Nothing would make my day better than seeing a Barbie giver.
For those of you just listening, I'll describe it. You as the owner of the mini baby Bobby Bungie bumper toy, you open the mom's belly and you pull out the sack and it's full of liquid and the little baby's in there.
You do a quick little C-section.
Personally, I wouldn't open the sack. That way I can play with it more than once. I can put it back in the mom's belly. But if you want to just birth the baby and be done with it, you can then flip the mother's stomach around so then it's a flat belly again. As damn right she got back in shape.
I mean,
she got right back in shape.
She better have been working out while she was pregnant.
I want the husband stitch and I want that tight belly.
Here's a dumb question. Like, okay, it's in the sack, right?
Yeah.
Because it's realistic.
Yeah.
That's how it happens.
Yeah.
When you do a C-section, do you have to
you gotta pop the sack.
Pop the sack out of there first and then yank the baby out, or do you just...
Yeah, if the baby's breech, so if it's not head down, I've watched doctors, spin a baby in, outside, rearrange the baby. Sometimes they can get that head down, but if they can't and they're gonna do C-section...
It's just always in that sack.
Mm-hmm. It's in that sack, and then they gotta bust that sack. Listen.
Like a waterbed, you gotta be careful.
As beautiful as it is to have my children, I'm not gonna act like it wasn't gross.
Mm-hmm.
We can say how beautiful the gift of birth was. It's beautiful.
The more I learn.
I love my children more than I love anything on this planet.
The less beautiful it is.
But it's a disaster having them be born.
It just sounds not as fun.
And I didn't do anything.
No, you're...
I didn't do a damn thing.
You sound your busting sass.
I held a leg and I cut a cord. And I didn't even want to cut the cord.
Oh my God, not a chance. I know.
I didn't want to cut the cord.
I don't know if that's a faux pas or whatever. I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it.
They hand you the scissors.
Yeah, good. What do you want me to... You help inspect them. They look great, Doc. Here, it's all you, bud.
Mm-hmm. After I'm paying you, bud.
You're doing this whole thing, and then you're going to hand me the scissors part?
Yeah.
Nah.
Oh, I got to do all the work in here?
You're going to do all that, and then be like, where are the scissors? I'm like, whoa, scissors? Yeah, those are for you to cut.
Yeah, not only that, not only is my job just to hold the leg, and they're like... Just say encouraging things in your wife's ear. She doesn't want to hear me talking right now. Do you hear this voice?
Yeah.
This is extremely obnoxious.
Doing a great job.
Hey, go in there and get it. Come on now.
Yeah,
I'm holding the leg. What?
Katie, like a real man, caught her own baby.
Pulled it up.
Damn right.
Right out of my own chest. Coolest thing ever. Uh-huh. So I'm holding the leg, and then they're just like, they hand you the thing to cut the cord, and you cut the cord, and it's like, speaking of hot dogs, like cutting a hot dog in half. Right? Just...
I don't even, like, how much pressure do you have to, like, is it, like, just cutting paper?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it, you know, sometimes you think you're, like, you take your scissors out to, like, cut a piece of meat, and it's a little harder to cut than you thought it would be, and you're like, ah.
It's like cutting a thick earthworm. Like, if you found the thickest earthworm and you're going to put it on your fish hook. Cody?
Yep.
Did you pass out again?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Nope, I'm here.
Yeah, listen, this conversation is going to help. If you're on the fence about having children, you're probably going to make your decision here.
Yep.
And again, I didn't do a thing. This poor woman had all her parts out. And then they invite in, like, spectators.
Come on in.
They're like, we got a couple of students.
They want to see this?
We got a couple of nursing students who'd like to pop in. You're like,
no, what?
Sure.
No, what they need to do.
Sure.
What they need to do is sign moms up for a scared straight program where a bunch of 14, 15, and 16-year-olds go marching through those as the parents giving birth in various stages.
Yeah, good point. They should do that.
Make little Megan take a peek at her future if she doesn't knock off the horseplay.
Yeah, bring it in. Hey, you think condoms are lame? You think birth control's lame?
Well, guess what? Watch this guy cut this thick earthworm.
Come here. Katie, cut the damn cord. Shut the hell up. What are we going through as far worse?
Oh,
I don't know,
God.
Katie. Did you try cutting the cord? It was hard. Anyways, back to the... I mean, I feel like it was pretty traumatic for me, but all right, fine.
Okay.
You're going to discount my trauma? Fine.
Whoa, okay, weird.
And yeah, Cousin Jay was right. You're up by her head because they have a curtain. Because you as the man really can't handle what's going on.
No.
You don't want to know what's going on.
No.
So you're... And Cousin Jay said he accidentally snuck a peek. You don't want to sneak a peek. You want to remain... I'm not going to say anything else. I've probably said enough.
No, gross. Let me make a terrible comparison.
Yeah. You know,
sometimes you don't want to, like, see the dead person inside of the cask because you want to remember
you
them a certain way.
I'd like to remember the things south of the equator in a certain way. I don't need to see, the tsunami going on. Anyways, back to this. Mini baby and mom surprise doll, if you're just tuning in.
Yes.
It's got a baby in an amniotic sac inside of the baby doll. You can take the baby out in its sac. I'm going to show you Twitch and YouTube right now or the show.fm. And you can pop the sac and get a baby. So if this conversation hasn't grossed you out enough.
And now you got yourself a Barbie having a baby.
Here's the toy right there. It is, she's pointing to the box.
Yeah, okay.
You're taking the box, the baby, and there's just a song underneath it, nothing important.
All right, so it's, okay, there it is. Oh!
You flip out the baby, and then there's the baby coming out in the sack.
Oh.
You're going to pop the sack. There's the greasy baby.
Why is it like that?
That's a greasy baby. And then you flip that tummy right back around. Six-pack of abs. Wrap the baby right up, Cody. Perfect. Perfect. I'll play it one more time for you.
Oh, my God.
This seems like a lot, right? I mean, people should learn about the human body. That is a huge baby.
A big effing baby.
That's a huge baby.
Why is it so...
That's a 14-year-old.
They don't need to have it be like that.
It's realistic, and then spin that belly right back around. All
it
right.
It doesn't need to be greasy.
Mm-hmm.
It could have just been water.
Yeah, they really went above and beyond with the amniotic sac fluid.
All right, we need it as realistic as possible. Now make sure that belly spins right back to a six pack.
And then I want that belly as tight as can be. Husband stitch and a six pack by the afternoon. All right, there it is. I don't know if you need this. It'll be available this month. Good luck. I kind of want to have just a whole... I want to just buy a bunch of the babies in the amniotic sac. I don't want the doll.
No, I just want the little babies.
I just want a bunch of babies in the amniotic sac as just like a fidget toy.
Just a big bag of baby sacks.
Yeah. I want to whip them at people.
Yep.
Like, the factory clearly has a box of just the babies in the sac. That's what I would like.
Yeah. I mean, you could just buy it in bulk. Let me get a bucket of baby sacks.
Yeah, can I just get the baby in the sack? I don't need the doll. I'm not keeping the doll.
Sir, you mean you want like 30 of the...
I said what I said.
Of the Barbie with...
No. Just the babies in the sack.
Okay. That'll be...
And don't put my name on the box. Mail it to a P.O. box. Get the show wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Sometimes you might need to learn new technology, friends.
Yeah.
The world keeps rolling on.
Yeah.
Things change.
You don't even hear. Shut your mouth.
So go to theshow.fm for all of our links. Twitch.tv/theshow for all of our show information and streams and podcasts, etc., etc.
That's where you damn kids go watch all your pornography.
First of all, I just cannot emphasize enough how very, very little I care about Jelly Roll and Bunny XO's divorce.
Exact opposite for me, bro.
You're locked in?
That's all I need.
I don't care. I didn't care about them when they were married.
No, that's what I was going to say.
I don't care about their divorce.
I didn't care about them when they were together. I'm sure as hell not going to care now.
I don't
now.
Care about who they're dating, who they're not dating. I don't care about anything.
Although, at the grossest level, I saw a picture of her with some like younger guy. And all I could think of is like him doing things to her and just the visual of just Jelly Roll.
That you're like
sweaty.
Your sloppy seconds to another to Jelly Roll.
Bouncing off of where your face currently is.
Everything.
I only wipe my butt when I'm in danger.
Everything I've ever learned about Jelly Roll and Bunny XO has been against my will. I've never sought out a Jelly Roll story. I don't seek out Jelly Roll music.
No.
But now I'm getting fed this, says Bailey Ann DeFord, Jelly Roll's daughter.
Well, they got kids.
This isn't through Bunny XO. I think this was a daughter he had pre her.
Oh.
Regardless, now I'm getting fed videos from Jelly Roll's daughter because she said, "Don't y'all ever come for my father's name like that."
Oh, Jesus.
"I'm so done. Y'all have no effing idea what happened and wait till y'all find out." I don't care.
Don't care. Was she stealing money?
I don't care.
Really, I don't know.
She said, quote, the daughter, and she's 18, by the way, says, I quote, "I promise y'all the view of what y'all have and not only the situation, but their relationship and the internet is totally about to effing crumble the day I open my mouth."
Well,
this is just, I don't know if this is something y'all can relate to, but I have what I call Oswego County loudmouths, where it's just people yelling about things,
yeah,
and they're always arguing, and it's just, they all got a look to them.
Mm-hmm.
Pajamas usually are on, maybe not a most well-kept people, but they're all barking at each other. You go through Fulton, you go through my neck of the woods.
Yep.
It's just Oswego County loudmouths, and that's exactly what she hears. She's a Tennessee loudmouth.
Well, here's the thing where you know none of y'all know.
Well,
so wait, not to, you know, paint anybody in any pick in any certain way, however,
mm-hmm.
You're here to tell me that a former drug-dealing criminal and a D-level escort porn star
mm-hmm.
have some skeletons?
There might be some skeletons in the closet. And when she talks, y'all, the internet's going to crumble.
You ain't going
to say. I don't want it to.
Nobody cares.
I don't care.
Nobody's going to be shocked at what? He was cheating. She was cheating. He was stealing money from her. She was stealing money from him. Nobody cares.
Mm-hmm.
No. Oh my God, we can't believe it. There.
The only.
And I'm done being shocked now.
Unless this woman, she's 18, she is a little daughter, comes out and says, hey guys, Jelly Roll's a skinwalker, I won't care. Unless you say, yeah, Jelly Roll this whole time, he's of a different planet.
Right.
He's put on a human skin suit.
Yep.
He knew that you guys like singers, and he is here to take over the world.
Yeah, no, there's
not. Other than that, I don't care. If you just tell me, yeah, a couple trashy people did trashy things.
Or also, who are you?
Jelly Roll daughter.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Not even from the famous mom.
Like I've said forever on this show, just because somebody's famous or just because somebody's rich doesn't mean they ain't trash. Trashy people can get famous.
Yeah.
Trashy people can get rich. And they're going to keep doing trashy stuff. They just got more money now.
Get Mama June. Honey Boo Boo.
Exactly. Every show on TLC during the early aughts.
Yeah.
You're going to get trash people getting rich and famous.
Those big fat sisters that are not big fat no more.
I pay my bills. So let's shift gears as Cody can speak pretty intelligently to this, and that is
I'm smart.
My dad walk. A recent study has found only 7% of people are what you'd consider a very fast walker.
I don't any longer, it was years ago, I gave up trying to keep up with him. I don't bother.
Yeah.
I walk my own speed, my own pace, because you cannot.
You'll get there when you get there.
You cannot.
I'm a very fast walker. I want to get to my destination. I don't want to dilly-dally.
But he doesn't realize that nobody else is 6 foot tall with long, long legs.
Accurate point.
I take little, tiny little steps.
And now, because, you know, my wife has been with me for so long.
She does the same, probably.
No, I get a warning. I get a warning. And I understand it. And she'll know if we're at a concert. When the concert's coming to an end.
Oh.
She'll say... I'm not running out of here. You need to slow down.
I'm not sprinting.
She goes, you need to walk my speed. And I go, yep, can do. And then I can just lock in.
We'll leave.
I walk her speed.
I'm going to do that to you from here on out.
I'm not running out of here.
I'm not sprinting to where we're going.
Well, you and I don't share a bed, so I don't care what you do. You'll catch up to me at some point.
God.
Not anymore, we don't. Never since that. No, a recent survey found 7% of people are fast walkers. Where 12% say they're slow or 5% very slow walkers.
Well, it depends what I'm doing. If I'm just like out for a walk with the dog or something somewhere nice, I'm going to be a very slow walker.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to take my time and just I'll go a long distance.
When I walk Fred, I'm trying to get that heart rate up. So I'm trying to walk him fast and he's generally pretty fast.
Yeah.
When I'm with my wife, I gotta put on my slow legs because she ain't trying to keep up with me.
Slow down a little bit.
If like somebody at work is like, hey, you want to go to lunch or whatever? It never happens. But like, and they want to have like that chit-chat walk where you're walking down the sidewalk chit-chatting.
No,
I ain't looking at chit-chat.
I'm always a couple people behind because I can't keep up. There's nothing I can do.
Mm-hmm.
My little legs can only carry me so fast.
So they asked, well, what do you do if the person you're walking with is slower or faster than you. Do you match their pace or do you just do what you're going to do? 63% of people say, I'll just do what I'm going to do.
Yep.
And that's how I feel. I'll get there. I'll meet you there.
I'm not going to sprint.
I'll meet you there.
To try to keep pace. That would be silly. It'd be like a TV show or a movie.
I'll meet you there.
Jogging along next to you as you just walk a fast pace.
I recognize that I'm moving faster than most. There could be negotiations that are had.
Yeah, hey.
Like family vacations. I got to walk their speed.
Yes.
Now.
You don't need to be.
My youngest and I.
We're all back here.
My youngest and I are both fast walkers.
Oh, okay.
So, like, the Mets game gets out Saturday.
And you're both.
He and I are back at the car at least 4 minutes before everybody else.
They're still in the stadium.
We're gone. We're gone. Are you a fast walker or a slow walker?
I don't know where the car is.
Over here. Leg Willie, what up, dude? Anthony.
I'm sorry.
Anthony's big. Well,
we're all furious.
He didn't bring us meat, so
we're
he's
all
lucky.
Furious.
He's lucky the microphones are even turned on right now.
Yeah.
Elk Construction at CNY.com, the best in the biz, Anthony Leguilli and the crew over there. So let's talk about your summer, Leguilli. As school gets out less than a month ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, you've been going nonstop.
Day after we went to Lake George for 8 days.
8 days with the kids up in Lake George. Yep. Anthony's got a 3-year-old and a 6-year-old.
Yep. So we went up there for 8 days. I came back on Sunday. Then I went back to work on Monday, and I had my two managers off and my estimator off for the week, so I cover them. Then I went to Cub Scout camp for a week, And then my wife's birthday was on Sunday, but we had a party on Saturday, so I smoked all day. And
then 311 on Sunday.
311 on Sunday, yeah. And I brought my kids first concert, so
that's
pretty
awesome.
Fun. Oh, yeah. I don't know if the concert goes around us enjoyed us, but...
Why?
You know the ponchos and the balls?
The ponchos and the balls?
Empire was giving out ponchos and a ball.
Oh, okay. No, I didn't
kids
know
kids loved it.
Okay.
They're tossing them. Throwing them up in the air. I think he hit a guy in the back of the head a couple times. We're trying really hard to keep them low, but they're
staying
there. Yeah, we're a menace.
The Ligouli family.
What are you going to do?
Absolute menace.
Yeah,
too
the most I ever spent on ice cream, though.
Was it? How much?
The Sunday was $12, and she didn't eat the whole thing.
Nah.
And then she wanted a pop for $8.
Yeah.
But it was fun. It was
good. It's fun watching you go through these stories because... it's like all this stuff you're talking about right now, in about 10 years, you're going to miss. You're going to be like, oh, I remember when they're little and we did this and this. That's what I go through. I'm an emotional mess, Ligouli. I'm not going to bring it up.
I cry in here all the time.
I cried at Cub Scout camp.
You did?
Yeah. Dude, just the amount of effort that you put into like the kids, because I was at the, we were building like a treasure box.
Mm-hmm.
So I had 10 little kids. Like hammering like crazy, and like the camp director came up and she's like, how do you guys deal with this? I was like, I don't hear anything. It's just fine. They're just whacking away. It was a blast. It was just so fun. I think most of the world's problem can be fixed if you just become a better parent.
Just
you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Just become, be a parent. And then,
raise better humans.
Yes, and be there.
Be there.
Yeah.
Be available. That was my goal as a dad, to always just be there and be available.
Be there or be square.
Summer camp is the best this at your age. There was my kids, they were a little older than 6 and 3. They were probably like 8 and 10, but they went to Camp Tallulah.
Okay.
And they had a whole thing where this, I don't know, it wasn't called the Phantom. It was called something else.
Oh,
but it was,
I remember.
Remember,
oh, yeah.
It was like there was one of the counselors was dressed up as something and running around and stealing candy, but then like would leave you candy. And
so
the kids
fun.
Would get so amped up for it.
Yeah, there's
I remember
a guy
you talking
that,
about that.
I guess his name is like Mr. Primrose. He would scream from her like, good morning, Mr. Primrose. And like they'd scream. And it was just, I was wondering how she was going to like it. And we stayed up there in the cabin and she had a blast. It was just so much fun watching her like growing up and like kind of being independent and learning some things.
Yeah.
And,
these are core memories, man.
Yeah. Yeah. And not everyone has like parents and they're not handy. And so they got to we got to go fishing. Like fishing is very anxiety producing for me with kids, mainly because it takes an hour to get set up and all the kids want the fishing poles.
Yeah.
So like I'm putting on worms. Like I had 9 kids and I was helping out the other scout guy there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fun. I had a great time. I did do a first yesterday for my son, and I think you're going to appreciate this.
What?
His first late night Taco Bell trip.
For the 6-year-old. This is for the 6-year-old?
No, my 3-year-old.
Your 3-year-old?
We played disc golf and we got there at like 7, so we got done at like 8:39, and then we went and played with some Nerf guns, and now he has a Nerf gun.
Yeah.
He was so happy. He didn't like the Baja Blast, but
I did a thing. I don't know if you were listening back then.
That's hilarious.
You're speaking of Nerf guns, the best. And I just found photos of this recently. The best birthday party we ever threw for my youngest was we converted our basement into a Nerf gun battle zone.
I've been listening to you since high school.
Oh,
it's been a long time.
That stuff was big for a while.
Like,
the Nerf
it was
things.
Huge. Yeah. We had a ton of Nerf guns.
Yep.
And I hung up black, like that vinyl sheeting all around my basement and made like little like hides and tunnels and stuff. And then I pumped fog from a fog machine and put random lights in there. It was so cool.
Yeah, I forgot about that story, but yeah, I remember you talking about that.
It was so cool. But these are the memories,
Ligouli. I'll do anything for them. It's just like they gotta have fun. Like
it's the best. Like you think of your childhood and you're like those memories you have.
Yeah.
They're making those right now.
Yeah.
Like they're baking those right now.
It's mind blowing.
It is.
Yeah. It just gotta have fun. Like when we went to Lake George, we saw the fireworks, and we're at that Fort Henry or whatever this there. They're shooting cannons off, like in the middle of the fireworks. It's just a great, great experience.
Yeah.
It's just fun doing stuff with them.
You got to make them. You got to raise good humans, Cody.
Building memories and kitchens.
Anthony and I are a couple of sappy dads over here.
Yeah, you guys love your kids. Oh, my God.
And I was playing I went up north to my wife's friend's house. Oh, I forgot. That was the other weekend. So we went up north, and I guess he's into guitar. I didn't know that. And I was like, I should have brought my guitar. We could have jammed. He had extra guitar. So we started jamming all weekend. That was great. It was so much fun with him. And I went to the Scottish Fest. I forgot about that.
You got yourself a summer already,
bro. Summer, man.
Oh, yeah. And then we're standing in line. And my son's stealing the chips because he just wants the chips out of the box. Mm-hmm. And we had to wait like 10 minutes for this order to go through. I was like, I just want to buy this $2 bags of chips so mm-hmm. like, he can get it. He's just trying to steal it.
I get it.
Standing right in front of the mister. Like, he's just having a blast.
These are these are summer memories that count. You'll remember these forever, bud.
It was fun.
Soak them up. Liguilli Construction. LConstructionCNY.com.
Don't be silly. Hire Liguilli.
Don't be silly. Hire Liguilli. I love it. Thanks, Anthony. Good to see you, man. I wish I could play this clip. Good morning. It's K-Rock. Unfortunately, he curses too much and I don't have time to edit it. But when you think of cat care and veterinarian care for your feline friend,
okay,
you obviously think of exhibit, rapper, actor.
Entrepreneur. He is going to give it to you.
Well, isn't DMX going to give it to you? Exhibit, is Exhibit going to give it to you? DMX going to give it to you?
No, because
is that Exhibit?
Isn't that
which one's going to give it to
you? What song was I just thinking of for him?
Kids.
Yeah, because DMX. X. So maybe he won't give it to you. I'm sorry. I can't think of any of his songs right now.
No, you were right. Hold on, let me see.
What song am I thinking of from
Exhibit?
He's
got an X going to give it to you. Hold on.
Every time I come around, X. That's him. Something. X.
No, you'll know this.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, broadcasted live to you and yours.
This was in Madden like 98.
Oh, it's an absolute Madden banger.
First day of the rest of my life. X. Stand behind the mic like Walter Cronkite. Y'all keep the spotlight. I'm keeping my bombs tight.
Excited what you believe. Oh, they only got one.
Oh, yeah.
Think the lightweight cake mix that you're used to. Teflon territory, you just can't shoot through. You gon' shoot.
So this gentleman, this rapper here, has a 20-year-old cat. And apparently he just posted a video of his cat on the internet and everybody lost their mind because they're like, your cat's 20?
They should pimp that cat, bro.
His pet cat is named Thunder for Thundercat. It is more than 20 years old, and he got it back during the Pimp My Ride days.
That's crazy.
People started commenting about how his cat was, so he made a video I can't play because he's like, oh, y'all are losing your effing minds over my cat. I'll tell you what I do with my cat.
He just had a cat.
Quote, she likes junk food, but I also give her fancy feast when she's on her best behavior.
Okay. Same with
Josh. He said, her longevity is to dry and wet food and then also receiving fluids at the vet. I guess she gets like an IV bag from time to time because she's had previous kidney and thyroid issues.
Okay.
That's all he says is he's like, fancy feast for treats, combo wet and dry food, go get your IV.
I mean, that's kind of, I guess, how you keep it.
It's a man that loves his cat.
Keep that kitty healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And you're good.
There's jokes in there somewhere, but.
There's a bunch, but they're too easy.
I'm better than that.
I'm not.
No. Do you see all the issues they're having with AI bans on Spotify right now?
No.
So there's bands like that band is Sleep Theory.
Yes.
There's dudes and gals who will just generate AI music and name their band things like Leap Theory in hopes that somebody types it in wrong or whatever, and it kind of sounds like Sleep Theory, and then they're making money off that.
Oh, that's messed up.
They're getting millions of plays. It's really sick.
That's messed up. Yeah, that's not. That seems to be an issue from the start.
Yeah.
Remember we talked months ago about that one band that was making all those.
Tons of them. There's tons of.
Tops of the charts or whatever the hell, and it was all AI.
Tons of AI music out there. Yep.
Yep.
It's out there, man, and people are making money. People are making money.
That's not fair.
Colorado police have arrested a man from Arizona after he was caught surfing naked on top of a moving locomotive, bro.
How do you do it?
I get you. That sounds fun.
The whole point is let your wiener be flopping around while you're going train speed.
That sounds fun. He arrested a man named Daniel Balance. His name is Balance.
Come on.
Danny is Balance?
Is he like a clown?
Dan
like,
Balance?
I'm Danny Balance. Watch me surf on this locomotive with my winky tucked between my legs.
He looks less clownish, more...
homeless?
Maybe unhoused. Maybe methamphetamine. I don't know. Okay. Just a little something. A little dab will probably do ya.
He's all messed up.
While he was arrested, he expressed his love for vodka, beer, and the banjo.
Yeah, I mean, those are the top three.
was caught naked on top of a moving locomotive. In a statement, the department said, quote, "For those of you who had the unfortunate experience of seeing this gentleman, I want you to know he was arrested on felony and misdemeanor charges." Mugshot is on brand for his mug, for what I'm reading about here.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't supposed to be on the train to begin with. Police say he broke a window on the Union Pacific Railroad locomotive to enter it. Come on, Dan Balance.
Don't do any B&Es. If
Danny Balance.
You're just getting up there and balancing, letting your wiener flap around. I don't think anyone's going to say anything, but...
I think they still might, actually. Still might have a couple of notes for you.
Yeah, probably.
Hey, you're going to make a phone call. Do you want to play golf? We're not going to play anything if you don't want to.
Yeah, we're fine.
All right, so we'll play some golf.
Hanging out.
Uh-huh. Gaming... Brought to you by Ryan Phelps Auto Sales. You are buying from Ryan. Locations all over Central New York. Get them whips. Get them vehicles. Nice time to buy a new vehicle in the summertime. Buying, styling, profiling with Ryan Phelps Auto Sales. We'll play a little golf. Play 18 holes. So I got to keep Cody. I got to keep his BP low.
Just sit and relax.
Sit and relax. Nothing too strenuous.
Just hanging out.
Okay.
Okay.
Radio World will kick off your 90s and 9 a few minutes early with a little Pearl Jam.
Pearl Jam.